2026 Decoding Aggression and Reactivity Summit, created by my friend Ness Jones, launches April the 19th and 20th. She's brought together more than 10 professionals from around the world, myself included, to help you understand what's really going on underneath aggression and reactivity, and how to support your dog in a way that actually creates change. You'll get access to over 12 hours of education, real-world application, and conversations that go far beyond surface-level training advice. Plus, you receive a workbook and a gift from each of the speakers. For $47, you can't find that anywhere. Check the link in the show notes or go to dogspeak101.com to our event page to find our special link. Wonderful spooky season. And I will say, you guys have really taken advantage of the 85% off coupon for dog communication. There are still a few left, so be sure you grab yours and you don't miss it out. You are getting 85% off. So for like $13, you're going to get the dog communication course, and it's regular $85, which is still a really damn good price. But you guys need to go ahead and grab that, because that is so important. And the questions that we have been talking about, the common questions, one of the common questions that are going to be in the newsletter this week is about how do I know if my dog trusts me? And I will tell you that a lot of that answer is going to be, how well do you communicate with your dog? How well can you read your dog's body language and read what their emotions are and what they need? And that is a huge part to it. So be sure that you grab that. Dog Spook is your coupon for 85% off. You can find the link in the bio for the online course and watch it at your leisure and have your whole family watch it for very cheap, cheap, cheap. All right, this week, guys, I want to talk about spooky tales. I like spooky tales and spooky waggy tales. We had a few really good stories come in, and I'm excited about it. And I appreciate you guys taking the time to write and send in your spooky stories. And if you've just forgotten and you're like, oh man, I wish I had, go ahead and send it to me. Maybe I'll throw one in here in the next couple weeks. Just throw one story in. You know, maybe we ought to start doing that. If you guys have any good stories, maybe it's a good story on your dog being responsive in a situation that you didn't expect. Your dog did something miraculous, or your dog just did something kind of weird, and you just want to tell a story about it. Send them to me. I love to hear from you guys. So yeah, send it to the email, link in bio, and link in show notes. So yeah, this is going to be a good one. We have a few stories, so it won't be a long podcast today, but it's going to be a good one. Now, I have had a situation where my dog has seen something creepy, and it was at my parents' house one time. They had this this bag, or I shouldn't say a bag. It was a bowl of pine cones, and it was sitting by the fireplace. And you would occasionally come downstairs and walk past the fireplace, and one of the pine cones would be in the middle of the room. And there was no way it could have just fallen out and rolled that far. And it happened all the time. Now, they did not have any animals in the house, so they just would go by, they'd pick it up and put it back in the basket and move on. Sometimes they'd put it back in the basket, go into the kitchen, which was not very far away, and when they came back, it was back in the middle of the floor. Well, one night I was staying there with my dog, and it was just she and I. I was upstairs, and I was watching TV, and all of a sudden, I think she was downstairs just playing by herself. I assume she was playing by herself. Now I don't know. But then she started just barking at something. And I looked over the railing, and she was staring up in the room near a pine cone in the middle of the floor, just staring up into space, barking at something. I was like, oh, hell no. I called her butt upstairs, and we got into the bedroom and locked that door. Turned on the TV and was like, I'm just going to sit here and ignore all of that. And then my TV went out all by itself. And I'm not talking about the TV that has a remote control. Uh-uh. This little shit had a push button that you had to get up to turn on and off or change the channels. and it just went off by itself while all the other lights in the house stayed on. Needless to say, I never liked staying there. And then they moved into another home many years later that was so haunted and so creepy that I honestly, I don't think I stayed maybe one or two nights ever in that house. And the one time I did stay there and they weren't home, I had my dog in there. They would have shit because they didn't want dogs in the house. But I was not going to stay in there by myself. And matter of fact, we were there and a picture frame just fell off the wall. And I was like, oh, nope. Mm-mm. Hopefully my Rottweiler can protect me from ghosts as well. So I've had a few incidences. And then here in this house, none of our animals have seen or heard anything. But I will be laying in bed and sometimes I will feel a dog or cat jump on the bed, but there's no dog or cat there. One night, Willow is in the crate and I sleep with my door closed and I don't sleep with any other animals in my room. Willow is in her crate. I'm in the bed. And I felt something jump on the bed and I thought it was Steve, my cat, because he'll sometimes sleep in the bed and I don't hear him. And then I close the door, and he does not like to be behind closed doors. And so he'll just kind of let me know so I can let him out. So I felt this something jump on the bed, and I was like, Steve, how'd you get in here? And so I turn on my light to get up to let him out, and there was no Steve. There was no nothing. So yeah, I guess either one of my old cats or one of my old dogs are hanging out. I'm not sure, but I don't guess my dogs are sensitive because they're just not, they're not seeing or doing anything. I don't know. All right, so let's go with some stories. We have three stories here I'm going to tell from listeners. And guys, I really appreciate you sending them in. This makes me very happy. Okay, we're going to start with listener story. The night my dog wouldn't go in the living room. Yeah. Okay. All right. Hi there. Love the show. I've been binge listening for weeks and figured I'd finally share my own weird pet story with you. So I have a golden retriever named Daisy. She's the happiest dog you'll ever meet. Loves everyone. Scared of nothing. Tail wagging 24/7. But last winter, she started doing something strange. It began one night when I was watching TV. Daisy was lying on her bed in the living room when suddenly she sat up straight and started growling, really low, like a sound I'd never heard from her before. Her eyes were locked on the corner near the old bookcase. I turned down the volume and looked, but there was nothing there, just shadows from the lamp. I told her to settle down, but she wouldn't move any closer. She actually backed up, tail tucked, ears flat, and then bolted down the hall. Nope, off and running. Look, if my dog starts growling at something I can't see, and then they take off, bitch, I am following, because they obviously know something I don't. So she says, I figured maybe she saw a mouse or something. So I checked. Nothing. No droppings, no scratching, nothing weird. Nothing weird. Your damn dog just took off down the hallway, and you walk over there? Over the next few nights, the same thing happened. Around 10 p.m., Daisy would not go into the living room. She'd stand in the hallway whining until I came out, like she wanted me to see whatever she was seeing. One night, I decided to just sit there with her and wait. The room was quiet, just the hum of the heater. Daisy was next to me, shaking a little. And that's when I heard it. A faint creaking sound, like someone walking slowly across the floorboards, except no one else was home. No, this is when you put up the for sale sign. This is when you go stay at a friend's house. Or you know what? You call a buddy. You call Ed and Lorraine Warren and you say, hey, guys, I need you to come over because I got a problem. All right, so Daisy started staring at the same corner again, but this time her tail wagged just a little. All right, this is better. She tilted her head like she recognized something. And I swear, right then, the photo of my grandmother on the bookshelf tipped forward and landed face down. Yep, there you go. There you go. There's Grandma. Now, here's the kicker. My grandma passed away exactly 1 year before that night. And she loved Daisy. So now when it happens, and it still does, sometimes around the same time, I just smile and say, "Hey, Grandma." Daisy wags her tail and curls up like she's finally relaxed. Creepy? Maybe. But honestly, kind of comforting too. I really appreciate the pod and enjoy listening to it when walking my dog. I know, I'm not supposed to be listening while walking my dog, but sometimes it's the only convenient time. Thanks for all that you do, Jed. Well, Jed, thank you so much. Oh, Jed, that's hilarious. Gray's dog's name is Jed. Jed, thank you for sending that in. And I hope that Daisy, I hope that's the only ghost she sees. And I hope it's always just a nice ghost. Because, you know, scary ghosts can be scary. So thank you for sending that in, Jed. All right, here's our next one. Hello, my name is Lauren, and I don't have any personal spooky stories of my own, but my sister lives in a haunted house, and I will tell one of her stories. Ooh, this is going to be good. Her and her husband moved into a new house about a year ago and has had multiple spooky events happen since then. Her house was built in the mid-1800s and used to be a servant's house next to a giant mansion on a hill. Okay, that's freaking cool. They still have a lot of the original house left over, like the doorknobs, chandelier, fireplace, and even the servant's bell they used to call the servants. Okay, that's cool. And yes, you've got to know there's going to be some hauntings here. She has a Great Dane Rhodesian mix named Fox. Love that name. And he is the sweetest, most loving boy. Over the span of 2 years living in the new house, there have been multiple spooky stories, but I will tell you my favorite. It is short and sweet, but I swear every bit of it is true. So my sister wanted to learn the history of her house, so she asked one of our friends, who is a librarian, to do some digging. Our librarian friend found some cool documents about the house, and one of them stated that a man used to live there who was a firefighter. He died around the age of 65 due to a heart condition. I wonder, did he die in the house? Oof. My sister FaceTimed our mom to tell her what she found out. My sister was sitting in her room on her bed with Fox beside her. As soon as my sister started telling our mom about the man who used to live there, Fox suddenly went from fast asleep to alert. He went from lying on his side fast asleep to up on his belly and elbows, head and ears perked way up. He started hard staring right into her pitch black open closet in her bedroom. Then he began to growl. As I mentioned above, Fox is the sweetest boy ever. I have never, ever heard him growl at anything before. Yeah, I'm off and running again on that one. The closet thing, nope. My sister, who is used to her haunted house, actually reacted pretty calmly compared to what I would have done. I'm with you, Lauren. And asked Fox what he saw. Fox stared for about another minute and then looked away calmly, lying back down after a few more seconds and went back to sleep. My sister got up and looked inside the closet, but of course, nothing was there. I'll mention, too, that her husband is sensitive, meaning since he was a child, he has seen ghosts from time to time. He's seen shadow figures, white figures, weird-looking figures, and even hears them speak sometimes. Holy crap. He has never been able to have a conversation with one, though, even though he tries. But he sees them so much, he's practically used to it by now. And as you can guess, since moving into their new house, multiple times he has seen a male figure walking around their house and inside their library. He once saw a figure inside their library so clearly he thought someone had broken in and even grabbed a weapon. But of course, as he got closer, the figure vanished. We think it is the firefighter who used to live there. Well, I hope this story was spooky enough for you and that you have a great Halloween. My favorite season is Halloween fall as well. Plus, I'm an October baby born October 28th. Thanks for all you do. Love your content. P.S. I have attached a picture of Fox. Okay, Fox is freaking adorable. Like, so precious. And happy early birthday. You only have 2 days. Your birthday's 2 days after Willow's birthday because she turns a year on the 26th. So yay for October. Hey, that was a great story. And look, if they have any more stories, have them send them in because that is fantastic. And I don't know. I want to know, did he get a good look at this guy? And have we found any pictures of the firefighter? Right? Can we compare what he saw versus this firefighter? And did the firefighter die in the house? So I've got all these questions. See, now I need to know. Now I need to know the whole thing. That was a great story. I'm telling you, these dogs are so smart. And not just dogs, because this next one and the last one I'm going to tell you is about a cat. So, yeah, I think they're just... you know, they're just not stuck in a box like we are. I think that if we open our geez, all these stories have got me blah, blah. If we just open our eyes and our mind to the possibilities of how energy is out in the world, I think we might see more things, you know, be open to it. I prefer kind of, you know, fiction horror. Like, I love Michael Myers and Friday the 13th and Freddy Krueger and Leatherface and the Conjuring movies and Insidious. But I don't do well when it's a real haunting, especially if there's a like an evil feel to it. Before I get into this next story, I have one more little quick one. There is this bed and breakfast in my state, and it is called the Thomas House Hotel, and it is in Red Boiling Springs. It is one of the most haunted hotels, bed and breakfast, that you will find in the state, if not the country. There have been a ton of ghost hunters and ghost hunting shows to do, you know, hunts there. When I used to do theater, I did a couple of plays there, and I was so excited to go because I thought, oh, I'm finally going to go to a real haunted house. I had heard a ton of stories because I had a good friend who lived there and worked there, and I was excited. But then I started feeling some things I didn't like, and it was not good feelings. There was some really dark feelings, and I just didn't like it. It was just, it kind of creeped me out. And I'll never forget sitting at breakfast one morning. Oh, excuse you. That was Willow hacking up. Sitting at breakfast one morning, these ghost hunters who had been there doing a hunt overnight came in to sit down and eat breakfast. And it was a buffet breakfast. And so I'm sitting there. And just before they came in to sit down, I heard a cat. And I knew that there were outdoor cats. I had seen the outdoor cats, but there were no cats that were supposed to be inside. And so I heard a cat, and I thought, oh, a cat must have slipped in. And I'm looking around, and I see nothing. And so I just keep eating my food. And as I'm listening to these ghost hunters talk, they're mentioning some things that are already freaking me out. But then they were like, oh, yeah, and the ghost cat showed up too last night. And right then, I almost choked on my eggs, and I was like, nope, I'm done. So that means if I heard the cat and they're bringing up the cat, then what I'm feeling is real. And I will tell you guys, I did have to stay in that hotel that night. But after that, when we would do shows, I would drive my RV and park it in the parking lot, and I would sleep in that instead of inside the hotel. And my niece has been trying to get me to take her for years. And of course, now she's going to be 22 at the end of next week. And I still haven't taken her. Because I have to say, y'all, the negative feelings there are some fun ghosts there and some nice ghosts, but I felt some bad energy there. But that's my story with the cat. That reminded me when I saw this story. So I'm wondering, has anybody have a story to where they feel like they have had their cat or dog that has passed away come and visit? Ooh, let me know that. Right? It's still October. We can always throw an extra story in on next week's podcast. So if you still have one, send it to me. All right. So this one is, when my cat started staring at the ceiling. Okay. Maybe it was a moth or a fly, because that happens sometimes. Okay. I'm a little nervous. Let's see what it says. All right. Hi, my name is Jordan. I really enjoy your podcast. And appreciate the knowledge that you share. I know that this story is about a cat, but I do have a dog, and he appreciates when I listen to your podcast. My name is Stephanie, and you may use it. You know that feeling when your cat suddenly stops what they're doing and just stares? Not at you, not at a bug, just at something that isn't there? Yeah, that's how this all started. Great. My cat, Luna, is the queen of unbothered. She sleeps 20 hours a day, ignores me 80% of the time, and has perfected the art of judgmental silence. But one night, I noticed something different. I was reading on the couch when Luna suddenly sat up, ears forward, eyes locked on the ceiling corner above the TV. Not moving, not blinking, just staring. At first, I laughed. "What, you see a spider?" I said. But there was nothing there. I checked. Empty. Plus, my dog, Bocephus, I know, don't judge me, was laying next to me, completely unbothered. Luna then started following it. Her eyes tracked something invisible across the ceiling, down the wall, all the way to the hallway. Her tail puffed up like a feather duster, and that's when I got chills. Because that hallway leads straight to my bedroom. "Luna," I whispered. She flicked her tail once, then bolted down the hall, fur bristled, ears flat. A second later, I heard a loud thump. I froze. Bocephus woke up, unsure where he was even located. When I finally got up the nerve to check, Luna was standing in my bedroom doorway staring at my mother's old rocking chair. It was slowly rocking. Oh, hell! Okay, this is why we don't keep old rocking chairs in the house, y'all. Because some bitch is always going to be trying to rock in that thing and scare the crap out of us. Oh, Lord. Okay, no open windows, no vents blowing, just creaking back and forth like someone had just stood up. Luna's eyes followed the empty air as if someone was walking right past me. Then she relaxed, blinked slowly, and went to lie down like nothing had happened. I didn't sleep much that night. But here's the weird part. The next morning, I found one of my mother's old scarves, one I hadn't seen in years, neatly folded on the rocking chair. So now when Luna starts staring at the ceiling again, I don't ask questions. I just say, "Morning, Ma," and make sure Luna gets an extra treat. You know, just in case she's passing messages along. Thanks for listening to my story. Keep up the good work. Stephanie, I appreciate that. Guys, I don't know how y'all, like, stay in the place. Like, how do you stay in the house? I mean, these are good. I really appreciate you guys. These are, y'all did a really good job at sending them in. And these are kind of the three I wanted to point out. I will be happy to read more on maybe another episode, or maybe we'll just throw one in. But this is really good. I'm telling you, I do trust the animals, and I trust that they see things and hear things that we may not. And I think if we're just open to it, you know, sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and hear my cat like meowing in a very demonic way, like she is yelling at a ghost, and it freaks me out. I think she's just playing. I hope she's just playing, but it kind of freaks me out. I think a lot of times I'll look at, if I feel something or hear something, I'll look at the dogs to see if they're responding to anything. Because if they're not bothered, then I'm going to try not to be bothered. Yeah, so, those were good. So, with Halloween coming up, do you have a plan? Do you have a plan for your dog? Do you get trick-or-treaters? If you get trick-or-treaters, unless your dog is really good and is non-reactive to the door being knocked on or your doorbell ringing, I do highly recommend that you manage the evening by placing your dog in their spa room with the noise machine on, with a really good licky mat or frozen topple, and letting them have a little quiet time, because, you know, it may just be overwhelming. Or if your dog does like to see the children, maybe not let them stay the whole night. Maybe have them 10 or 15 minutes, and then let them, I don't know, have some spa time for 10 or 15 minutes. You just don't want them going over threshold to where it started out as fun. Like the first 20 little trick-or-treaters was fun, but then it's getting annoying. So just watch your dog's behavior and make sure that they're not feeling nervous, that you're not seeing tails tucked, ears laid back. And if they're going to bark every time someone rings the bell, then I really put them away. Or you might have to just sit outside of your door or sit and watch so that kids are not having to knock or ring. We really want to take in consideration our dogs for our spooky, spooky night. Because I know here we get easily 100 to 150 kids for trick-or-treating, if not more than that. Because we buy a lot of candy, and usually it's all gone. So I might be on the lower side. We probably get more about 200 kids. But either way, we put the dogs away, crates, bedrooms, and close it up so that they're not having to deal with all the noise. We do have a lot of decorations, a lot of activities that are happening, a lot of cars that are driving back and forth. It's a very, very busy time in our neighborhood. So we don't want our dogs getting overwhelmed with that. And of course, we make sure that our indoor-outdoor cats are inside and that they are safe all night. So that is one night they are not allowed out is Halloween night. So just make sure you are managing your situation. Don't freak your dog out. Don't be scaring your dog. Don't be taking decorations and scaring your dog. Wearing masks to see how they're going to act. Because they don't understand this. And you want them to continue to trust you. So don't be scaring them with a scary mask or anything like that. So, all right, guys, that is our episode this week. I am on vacation. I am recording this right before I start vacation. And finally, just going to have a little break. And do want to let you guys know that sometime in November, I am more than likely going to be heading down to Savannah, Georgia. And I will be there for several days. If you are in or around the area and you are looking to get some training with me, let me know. I am going down there to do some training. So I will be working while I'm there. So if you need anything, if you just want to do an hour session, if you need some help with behavior or some good manners, you just need a touch up here or there, just let me know. I will be there. I will be enjoying the haunted scene as well. This will be Willow's first trip to Savannah. All my Rotties have been to Savannah with me. So this will be her first trip, and we will be going to the cemeteries and walking around the scary place. So I might have a story after that. I may have a story where Willow saw a ghost in the cemetery. I don't know. But if you are near that area, or you're even on my path from Tennessee down to Georgia and you want me to stop in between, I can do that. So just reach out to me, info@dogspeak101.com, and we will do that. So I hope you guys enjoy your week. I know I'm going to be enjoying my week, just hanging out and relaxing. And I appreciate you guys so very much. Be sure you are still following us on all the other social media channels and signed up for the newsletter. If you've not signed up for the newsletter, because you're going to get a lot of information there weekly, I promise I will never send out your information to anyone else. I hate spam, and I try not to wear people's mailboxes out. So, hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your week and enjoy this beautiful fall weather. We'll see you next week.